Oh, what a beautiful Sunday morning we've got this morning. Beautiful sunshine. Quite cold. We're on an urban walk. So I've just been to the local McDonald's to have a cup of coffee halfway through the walk. And I decided I'd try and attempt to connect to the free Wi-Fi. It prompted me to ask a question, and it asked me, wanted more of my details really, basically, wanted my first name, my last name, my date of birth, my home postcode, and an email address. That's interesting, I've got a swan there. I'm just at Manor Farm Park. I've got the Canada geese having a go. The swan with its wings right out. I was keeping out the road of the Canada geese, I'll be honest. Didn't have a bit of spat between the swans and the Canada geese. Yeah, so I was filling this form in on this free Wi-Fi thing. And lucky for me, it didn't accept my email address. I know it's perfectly valid. So it prompted me to think about, when you fill all these forms in for something like free Wi-Fi, do you give me your correct details, or do you tell a few porcupines? I'm just wondering why they actually want all my details, why they want my date of birth, what's that going to do with a free bit of Wi-Fi? And my postcode. Fair enough for the email address so it can verify it's a real person. Soon then I gave up and I couldn't be bothered with the faff of trying to get to work. I suppose it's harvesting data, wanting names and addresses so they can spam me with a load of junk I don't want. So maybe I had a lucky escape. So that's just a few thoughts really on data harvesting. So I probably won't try and connect to McDonald's free Wi-Fi again. When I went to the NEC, to one of the shows there, I signed in for free Wi-Fi. And then he asked me for my email address. So which now gets spammed with emails, but that's no problem. Just mark them as junk and they disappear. So, McDonald's, why do you want all my details? Date of birth, what's that going to do with it? It's not as though you sell alcohol. Interesting. So we'll carry on walking. We'll catch you over the next bit. Sarah, I bet.